Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Rebecca McFarland, Frontier Extension District District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Gary.
A lot of things going on at the Frontier Extension District, and I understand you all had a staff retreat last week.
We did, and we really did enjoy it. And of course, the weather gave us a few issues, but we got together on February the 3rd and February the 4th and spent that Thursday coming together. We thought with all the transitions in our staff, we've added some new staff members. Some of our staff members or agents have changed their programming areas and have moved to other offices. And so we thought it was really important to come together to do some planning as well as some team building, learn about each other and learn from each other as well. So I asked our staff members if they wanted to help plan this staff retreat, and we had a small committee of our staff, and we worked together to plan the retreat. Thursday, we spent some time doing some strategic planning and then also discussing our communications and marketing strategies. And that afternoon, we had a guest facilitator come and present a True Colors workshop. And some of us have gone through this workshop before, but it's always good to have a refresher. Each of us, of course, have our own style and preferences and ways of operating. So we really think about how we can work together. True Colors is an interactive workshop, and it helps participants explore their own distinctive personality strengths and stressors, and then to learn and respect and appreciate differences in the ways that people function. It lays the foundation for relationship building, effective communication, and team building. So we work through some different activities and learn what dominant color that we work in most of the time. And then we also talked about the strengths of that maybe personality color and what stresses us and how others perceive us as well. Again, really a fun time. And then on Friday morning, we spent a couple of hours doing some team building activities. And Jared and Lisa Cosby from Rock Springs, there are some new camp directors there, they led us through some various activities on team building. So we were up for about 2 hours working through some team building activities. We really enjoyed our time together, had a lot of laughter as well, of course, enjoyed some delicious food, too. We'll be working together during our staff meetings to further discuss and define some of the goals for this year and beyond. So I just want to thank our staff so much. We have a great staff, have a very supportive board as well, and volunteers, and we just really enjoyed our time together having our staff retreat.
And I understand you have a staff opening at this point, too. Is that correct?
We do. We currently have our 4-H Youth Development Program Manager position housed in the Garnet office open. This position is responsible for coordinating and managing the organization and functioning of the 4-H Youth Development Program in the district. The main responsibility, of course, is to kind of manage the day-to-day organizational skills, activities of the 4-H program in Anderson County. But, of course, they will work with Jessica and Joe, our program manager in the Linden office, developing the entire Frontier District program. And they'll coordinate and manage 4-H clubs and youth programs. They'll manage and coordinate 4-H and youth events and activities as well, oversee some volunteer roles and contributions, and, again, work on the 4-H program for the entire district, but really managing the 4-H youth development program in Anderson County. If anyone is interested in that position, the information is available on our website. They can certainly call any one of our offices if they have questions about the position, but certainly call me as well as the district director if they would like more information about that position.
Okay, well, we hope we can help you get that position filled.
Thank you, Gary.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Merritt Azine, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.